start things off with a little Bob Dylan.
Well, it's a nickel for the fiddler, it's a nickel for his tune, it's a nickel for the tambourine kind of afternoon, and it's a high holiday on the 21st of June, and it's country music in the park and everybody's running. And it's freaky apple pie, and it's the ones that's come to play, and it's the ones just passing by, and it's coats of many colors, and it almost makes me cry. Lord, it's ice cream on a stick, and it's something you can't buy. Who swears he's 83, and he's fiddled every contest from here to Cripple Creek. And it's old ones and it's young ones, and it's plain they have agreed that it's country music in the park as far as they can see.
And yes, if you're paying close attention, you know that was not Bob Dylan. It's Guy Clark and a nickel for the fiddler. The doctor does make mistakes here and there. Not a mistake here, though. This is Gator Farm.
Yeah, the Gator Farm. Nights are high and the days are long. Pray, won't do no harm. Just watch your step. At the Gator Farm.
Old Jack Niven was 51. Maine's living up a Gator Farm. Tanning hides out in the sun. Had his job, but he got it done. His daughter's name was a Mandolin. You know for bouts of Bob's school.
To bring on boys from the academy.
Gator and smile and a stroke to knee.
Windows dark, a back seat so wide.
Man and a boy had to give it a try.
The car started to shimmy and shake. His moment's passion they both didn't make. Someone's foot hit the parking brake.
The car started rolling down into the lake.
Has no idea what's about to hit. His car's gone and his daughter's split.
Another boat at the bottom of the Gator Pit.
Hey, the Gator Farm. Nights are high, and the days are long. Hey, wouldn't you know.
banker this month. I got no more money to spend. She smiled when she saw me coming through that door. When I left, she said, come back again. I watched them lonesome boxcar wheels turning down the tracks out of town. And it's on that lonesome railroad track I wanna lay my burden down. I was raised on a farm the first years of my life. Life was pretty good, they say. I'll probably live to be some ripe old age. Death'll just stay out of my way. This world can take my money and time, but it sure can't take my soul. And I'm going down to the railroad tracks and watch them lonesome boxcars roll. Well, there's some big old Buicks by the Baptist church, Cadillacs at the Church of Christ. I parked my camel by an old haystack. I'll be looking for that needle all night. There ain't gonna be no radio tires turning down the streets of gold. And I'm going down to the railroad tracks and watch them lonesome boxcars roll.
Joe Eli and Boxcars here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, but you knew that if you were listening. Okay, what you might not know is Jack Barlow. Learn something here.
Well, here comes Witta Johnson, looking like death warmed over. The poor old thing don't look like she will ever get another day older. But I'd better smile and lie again and tell her what a fine, fine shape she's in, 'cause nobody wants to hear it like it really is, like it really is. I got a friend down at the office in love with his secretary. She's 19, he's 48, and that's a big handicap to carry. Well, he asked if I thought she loved him too, so I lied and I said, oh, sure she do, 'cause nobody wants to hear it like it really is, like it really is. Nobody wants to hear it like it is. it pretty or pleasing to the hearing. Little white lies get bigger and blacker, and the truth keeps disappearing. Well, the Pentagon says we're a winning the war. Everybody knows the stretch and the truth a bit far, but nobody wants to hear it like it really is. Like it really is. Nobody wants to hear it like it is. Nobody wants to face it like it is. Nobody wants to hear it like it really is. Nobody wants to hear it like it is. Nobody wants to face it like it is. Nobody wants to hear it like it really is. Nobody wants to hear it like it is. Nobody wants to face it like it is. Nobody wants to hear it like it really
like federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
That's Bonnie Dobson on WMFO, You Never Wanted Me. Coming up next, we got Iris Dement, who is without love. No, wait, she's working on a world.
Turn around. Got a clean shirt and time to kill. I got the stars and the lights up at Chaville. I got cockeyed and I got you. You on my mind. I got you on my mind. I got cockeyed and I got you.
Is Stanley Binks. And this is Christofferson on WMFO 429.
To the Tally Ho Tavern, to buy me a bottle of beer. And I sat me down by a tender young maiden whose eyes were as dark as her hair. And as I was searching from bottle to bottle for something unfoolish to say, that silver-tongued devil just slipped from the shadows and smiling stole her away. I said, hey, little girl, don't you know he's the devil? He's everything that I ain't. Hiding intentions of evil under the smile of a saint. All he's good for is getting in trouble and shifting his share of the blame. And some people swear he's my double, and some even say we're the same. But the silver tongue devil's got nothing to lose. The silver-tongued devil and I. Like all the fair maidens who laid down beside him, she knew in her heart that he'd lied. Nothing that I could have said could have saved her, no matter how hard that she tried. 'Cause she'll offer her charms to the darkness and danger of something that she's never known, and open her arms at the smile of the stranger who'll love her, leave her alone. And you know he's a devil, he's everything that I ain't. Hiding intentions of evil under the smile of a saint. All he's good for is getting in trouble and shifting his share of the blame. And some people swear he's my double, and some even say we're the same. But the silver-tongued devil's got nothing to lose. I'll only live till I die. We take our own chances, pay our own dues. The silver-tongued devil and I.
Kris Kristofferson, the silver-tongued devil. There.
Down this hallway.
Don't you hate DJs that talk
it's
over songs?
Quiet. Let him walk down your hallway. It's not this quiet. Slide down your receiver. Sprint across the wire. Follow my number. Slide into my hand. It's the blaze across my nightgown.
The blaze across my nightgown, it's the phone's ring.
You were,
I think last night you were driving circles around me.
You were,
I think last night you were driving circles. Driving circles around me.
Yeah, that's Kristen Hirsch and Your Ghost here on WMFO in Medford. And the doctor also hates DJs that talk over the music, but as you can hear in the background, we have the only air conditioner we have is one of those portable units that makes an enormous racket for a radio station. So it sounds, you know, noisy in here, and you try to have music going to cover up some of that, and sometimes it's hard to remember which songs start right abruptly with lyrics and which have a little music to go to. But anyhow, it's been a beautiful day out, warm, toasty, the first really toasty day of the year, and I hope you've been out enjoying it. Hope you're enjoying the music we're playing here on WMFO, like this one from Erin Ray.
Rather than to settle the waters, I wrap myself in. won't you understand? I'm a frequent traveler and a patient man, but I've been mistreated just a time or two. I stood about all I'm gonna stand from you. I got my ticket in my hand just like everybody else. I paid my money in advance so I could use a little help. You're making such a fuss, you're holding up the line. Just get me on the plane, everything will be fine. I gotta go, you gotta get me to the show. Quit looking at my hair, just get me in the air. I got a 52 telly hanging off of my back. It fits real easy in an overhead rack. If I was a guy in a suit with a kitchen sink, you'd let me right on, you wouldn't even a blink. But a guitar, you say, I gotta check it at the gate. Well, that isn't gonna happen. Get your hand off the case, get your hand off the case, lest you wanna lose an arm. Get out of my face, you won't come to any harm. I gotta go, I gotta make it to the show. Quit giving me the stare, just get me in the air. To make you feel like a man, well, I had about enough, and I'm gonna go postal if you don't straighten up. I gotta go, you gotta get me to the show. Quit staring at my hair, just get me in the air.
And that, of course, is James McMurtry. The song's called Airline Agent. I suspect it's probably based on a true story. Here's Wild Child.
Lost my breath, I'm feeling weak. My bones escape my skin. I don't know how it's been this long since I last let you. Wishing I could find a way, never have to hear you say you'll never spend another day alone. Thinking I might take a drive to know where you have been. Think I need to breathe, never love again.
I feel my feet running from everything I've learned. I get faced with something sometimes and so hard to swallow.
Lucinda Williams from her album of Tom Petty covers and Rebels. Getting up some close to the end of the hour. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks is next. It's Bad Grandma, baby.
Yeah. surely bringing down the blues. But grandma, baby,
said to me, it's a long, long since we've seen.
Think I thought you understood. But grandma, baby,
it says,
you say I
ain't been loving you good.
Sure,
when you talk like that, well, you wanna know where to stand. Well, it is just what you do.
I really was going to play that Bob Dylan that I'd promised you, but every once in a while the mouse double clicks or something, and the system that plays some of our music does things that it should not. And in this case, it decided to skip Bob Dylan and pop right into the Philip Glass that usually finishes up my regular show, which is called TARDIS Jukebox, and which is Mondays from 6 to 8. Now, this particular Monday, I am scheduled to have a show from 5 to 8, because summertime, people take off, and I pick up an extra hour. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, you will also, and we'll have fewer things go wrong than we did this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend. I'm the Doctor. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm in the dark. the harm. This ain't gonna go nowhere. My baby walked in a restaurant, saw me and her sitting there. Lord, I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the doghouse again. Yes, I am. No good. I end up back outside.